Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
I'm Katie.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Quentin.
It is my huge pleasure to welcome on the podcast today. Been so excited about this. We are here talking to Paul Venables, who plays the truly wonderful Jacob. Paul, welcome to All About the Archers.
Well, thank you very much. It's really nice to be here. I'm honoured to be on your show.
Well, Paul, if you don't mind, we just need to start with a bit of housekeeping, if that's okay with you. Firstly, can I just check that you're not wearing your gladiator skirt? Because it'll just send our female listeners into a tizzy. Can I just check that for a second?
No, I don't have my gladiator skirt with me.
Okay. All right.
At the moment. No, it's dry cleaning. It got ruined in the rain. It didn't get ruined in the rain because it was actually waterproof.
So it hasn't shrunk. That's good.
No, it hasn't shrunk.
And in the spirit of gagriculture, I should warn you, Paul, that if any of your answers exceed 3 minutes, you will hear this sound. So just laying the ground rules here, Paul.
The sad thing is I loved ringing that bell. That is the saddest thing. I really, when you give someone a bell in a recording studio, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you get a bit saucy, Paul, and you go off script, we will have to interrupt you, I'm afraid.
Okay.
So those are the house rules, Paul.
I don't want that noise.
No.
Okay. But actually,
None of us do. Feel
free to be saucy. We like a bit of sauce. Now, you must have been delighted, talking of gagriculture, Paul, that Jacob actually turned out to be the funniest thing in it.
It was one of those things when they launched that bit of story. When I got the script, you read through, and I'm normally in the vet's office and things like that, or dealing with horses, but it was so funny when you read it. It just really, really leapt off the page, and I thought this is really going to be great fun. And
yes.
It's so nice to do the Christmas show, even though it is in November.
That's Christmas for me.
That's Christmas. That's Archer's Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you stole the show. You were even funnier than Jasper Carrot. I mean, Sykes.
Jasper. He was great, wasn't he? He was really good.
Yeah.
And it was lovely to work with him. He was just. You think, oh my God, you were part of my childhood. And it was very, very strange because do you remember the Funky Moped and all that sort of stuff? We used to learn is it sing it at school or things like that.
Definitely. I was wondering if Jacob could have any pet that he could have in the world, what would he have? Would he stick with horses or go somewhere
more
exotic?
He's such a horse person, isn't he? Mm-hmm. I think he likes all the other animals, but horses. But he hasn't got his own horse, as far as I know. So I don't know what else would he have. I think he might like a cat. They're independent, aren't they?
Have Hilda.
Hilda?
Yeah, have Hilda. But, you know, I think cats come and go and do their own thing, don't they? And I think he'd respect that.
It suits Jakob, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Low maintenance, you've got to feed it. But I think he would maybe like a cat, yeah, I kind of... But I think he really connects with horses, doesn't he? That's his real thing. Mm. And that's great fun to do because I know I'm so hopeless with horses. But to be given like this kind of role of a buffer suit with horses...
Well, my question was going to be, Paul, was that you were a very convincing vet. So you have no veterinary experience, you've no horse experience. Do you?
I'll tell you about this, Lauren. This is very embarrassing. I've got two dogs and two cats, and I'm often in the vets. and I'm quite poor as because of that. Yeah, and I'm often in the vet. And the other day I was in the vet and with my dog, and one of the vet room's doors were open, and I just thought, I probably could see a dog or a cat. I probably could do it. Been on the arches, I've been playing with that for some time, you know. Probably at that stage where I could now begin to see animals professionally.
Yeah, just check over.
Yeah. This is what the archers does to you, you see.
Yeah.
I quickly came to my senses and realised I must get out quick.
And you were led out by Harrison, yes.
My follow-up question was going to be, do you even like animals? But with two dogs and two cats, you obviously do.
I do really like, we've got three sheep.
Oh, wow.
In our little field outside, and chickens. So, we're quite an animal-bound family.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're really important animals, aren't they? I think I can't imagine life without an animal around. They root you and ground you to be with something that's not human that you put all your time and care into. So, yeah, I really, really love animals.
Do you do any method acting with your sheep at all?
I don't do any method acting with the sheep. I don't do any method acting. I'm not a farmer on any level in any way. But my wife looks after the sheep more than me.
I was interested if you were aware of how high Jakob is held in listeners' esteem and the outrage when...
I'm not at all. No, oh. I'm going to...
Honestly, heartthrob R us is Jakob. You should know.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. He is winning hearts everywhere. And the uproar when Stella's dog Weaver was hurt and it wasn't Jakob on duty, because everyone said if Jakob had been on duty, Weaver would be alive to tell the tale.
I know. I mean, if you don't, you've got to use me more in that veterinary office. But I don't really know what goes on outside, you know, outside doing it. You do it and it's very contained. And I don't look at social media. I'm not on social media or anything like that. So I never know how it's going down. People do say if they know I'm in it. But it's weird being on the radio. Someone in the cast said, I think it was, I can't remember who said it, but he said, archers actors, they're like snow leopards. You don't see them very often, but they're there. You don't know when they're there. Harrison, who said that? Harrison, not me.
We can assure you, Paul, that female hearts are throbbing over Jakob. Definitely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They know you're there.
Oh, yeah. And picking up on Philippa's point, we have a genuine vet who listens to the podcast, and she made exactly that point. She said that animals' chances of surviving are much higher if Jakob sees it rather than Alistair.
I won't tell Michael that. I'm a junior partner, really. I'm the new person.
Now, of course, Jakob is known and loved for his bluntness and brutal honesty, isn't he? Is that something that was which was directed, or did you decide to introduce that?
No, it was very much part of Jeremy Howe's, I think, conception of this character coming in when I was speaking to him about doing it. He had this idea of, and the writers, I guess, but this idea of someone who couldn't help but say things directly. It just was it wasn't in his nature to mess around or say something that wasn't accurate. So I remember looking at the first scripts, I don't know if anyone remembers, but I had these lines where people kept on offering me cake. And I kept on saying, I don't like cake. Which is quite a rude thing to say. Someone offers you a nice bit of cake, especially in Amby. I should imagine, you know, lots of the cake's quite well made.
Yeah.
But no, so I had to say, I was very blunt, I don't like cake. And at the beginning, I felt quite rude saying it. But after a while, it's remarkably liberating. You could just start saying all the things that you wouldn't normally say. And people go, well, that's Jakob. He's just... So I think I probably should, I could become a bit more like Jakob in my life. I'm probably too eager to please.
Is he meant to be Is there meant to be a suggestion of that there's neurodiversity there? Is he on the spectrum?
Well, people have said, yeah, someone said to me, is he on the spectrum? And I suppose I always think with things like that, everybody's on the spectrum in some way. Things like OCD, and we're either rightly extreme end or the other end or in the middle somewhere. And I think he is someone who, I thought of him as someone who is very in touch with reality, of the reality of the situation all the time. If it's not real and he can't see it and sense it, he doesn't really understand it. So he's, I'd call him sensate. He's, everything's about sensation. And he's not very particularly intuitive. He's not particularly touchy-feely. But he's got to make sense to him in the here and now. And again, that's quite immediate, isn't it, for someone to be like that? It's it can be a bit, it can catch you unawares and make you think, oh, who am I talking to? But it's also quite enlivening because it pulls you up short. And I think that's what's so amazing about the relationship he has with Kate, because they come from these two extremes. She's totally intuitive and he's totally checking reality all the time. I think that's a really nice kind of combination.
Yeah. But he can be very sensitive, can't he? I mean, he spent hours looking for that wristband, didn't he? He did.
And it's. I don't know whether, I don't know many of the writers on The Archers, but what I sense is that they're very good, they start a character, and then I think they write it with playing to the actor's strengths or bringing in new dimensions. So I think I started off very gruff and taciturn, and I still am, but that you get to see other parts of him, which are quite nice and quite caring. And that's really nice, because as an actor, sometimes you think, oh, I'm just playing one thing. That's all they let me play. But I think with Jakob, he surprises you. And he plays the only thing is he plays the church organ, doesn't he? Every now and then I go, not only am I a very good equine vet, I'm good on the keys. You know, whether it's time for an album, I think probably
it is. It is time.
I'm thinking a Christmas Jakob, Christmas with Jakob album.
Yeah.
Some Scandinavian stuff in there. It's guaranteed to really, really sell poorly, isn't it?
Following on from your temptation at the vets, have you then been tempted to go into a church and have a tingle on the organ?
No, I haven't, but I can't play the organ at all. That would be terrible. Unholy noise. Most churches are locked now, aren't they? I love church. I really loved going into churches. And the other day I was going on a walk and there was a beautiful old Norman church and I really wanted to go and look inside it, but it was just all locked up. But so I would have played the organ if they'd have let me.
Exactly. Yeah. Couldn't get in there. You in real life as Paul were in Skyfall. So if the script writers decided to take something in a totally different direction and made Jakob the 007 of Ambridge, who would be your M and Q? Sorry, Q.
In the Snell.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
And Q, I suppose, one of the Grundies.
Yes.
Got to be one of the Grundies, really. They know how to get hold of equipment.
Yeah, all their weird and wonderful stuff.
They can lay their hand on any gadget, you name.
They do. I had a little look on the old Archers website earlier. Lovely fetching photo of you on there, Paul. And there was also some likes and dislikes of Jakob's. And I was wondering if you can tell me if any of these are your likes or dislikes. So,
okay,
likes, there's three of his
this
likes.
This is what Jakob likes, is it?
Yep. Horses. Okay.
Yes, I do. Real. Well, do you want me to answer as you go along?
No, let's go. Yeah, horses. What do you think of horses? Do you like them?
Horses, I'm a bit scared of them.
Me too, actually.
And I used to, when you're an actor, you are duty bound to tell casting directors when they ask you if you horse ride, you say yes, actually. Yes. Because you think, I'm not going to get the job if I say I'm not a horse rider. So you get all these actors, there's a lot of actors who are very good horse people.
Do you say, but I'm a bit scared. I'm a bit scared.
I've got to become more honest. I don't get so many jobs. But I think that I've had to go on a horse when I'm okay on a horse.
Okay.
But, you know, when they want you to stop on a mark and things like that, you really know, you need to know what you're doing. So I've got into a couple of scrapes with horses on television.
Oh, wow. Well, the next one is Rioja. So do you like Rioja?
Yes. Really like Rioja. My daughter's doing a year in Spain at the moment for her degree, Spanish degree. And we've gone out to visit her a few times. And I keep on going into these bars where they only serve wine. It's so nice. There's no beer. There's no nothing else. All it is Spanish wine. And it's just, it's been an amazing kind of experience because all these different Riojas I didn't know existed. So yes, I do. We're the same. God, am I turning out to be the same as Jacob?
The third of his three likes are quiet pubs. How do you feel about quiet pubs?
Yeah, I like them as well. I am in him. Well, I'm turning into. Maybe I'll start getting more driving lessons and then I'm just going. Well, then I will be him.
Should we match up to see if your dislikes match up as well?
Maybe, right. See if
so there's four dislikes. So the first one is Shire's Ale. How do you feel about ale?
I like ale.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well,
yeah. I know, so yeah, it's not so good.
And he also dislikes gossip. Do you dislike gossip?
I feel gossip in real life is what human beings do. I think whether we like to admit it or not, we all gossip to a certain degree. And probably it's part of our social functioning, isn't it?
Yeah.
To gossip with each other. That's how we form little groups and subgroups. But I think it can be a bit poisonous.
Mm.
And I think I try to, I live in a village. I try to keep a low profile.
Okay,
and maybe everyone's happy with it.
Third one is deep conversations. How do you feel about deep conversations?
No, I do like deep conversations.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
yeah. I like deep conversations. Yeah. I don't like parties, as I'm a bit older now, but I don't like parties where you can't really hear what people are saying.
No.
Or if you go to a gig with a friend you haven't seen for ages, you go in, you can't hear or speak to each other, and then you leave the gig and you haven't had a chat.
Yeah.
You've just had just a lot. You've just shouted the whole time. I'd rather have a meaningful conversation personally.
So the last of his dislikes, and this won't come as a surprise to you, it's cake. So we must know, what's your thoughts on cake?
Love it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
I really like it. I have to try and be careful. I'd eat it all the time. To put to
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
My son and I have a, he's about 23, and we have this thing, could you eat a pasty now? And we discovered that we could almost eat a pasty at any point, which is not, it's not very healthy, but I always think, yeah, I probably could eat one. Nice one. Yeah, I'd eat one.
What's it like a really filling meal or something?
Even a big meal. Yeah, I can have a pasty.
Yeah.
Nice. Have you got one?
I love that. We've talked about cakes, Paul, so really we should talk about something, another food item that we discuss regularly, which is the subject of biscuit. And if you had to say what Jacob's favourite biscuit would be, what would Jacob's preferred biscuit be, do you think?
It could be a Scandinavian crisp bread.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Too many crumbs,
though. Which is kind of quite dry and punishing.
He'd be
too
a bit,
many crumbs.
Yes.
Or maybe a Garibaldi.
Yeah.
I think they're a strange biscuit.
Mm. I love them.
I don't quite know what they are. When you find those bits of fruit in them, you think, hang on, get out. What are you eating? Yeah. Digestive or what are you doing in here? So I think maybe Jacob's a bit of a ball.
If I can extend the food questions, actually, I mean, obviously, you must have a favourite make of yoghurt, do you?
What, in real life?
No, Jacob.
Oh, do you remember ski yoghurt?
Yeah.
Am I too old?
Yeah. No, I remember skis.
When yoghurts first were introduced, when they became something that we ate in England, there was a kind of ski yoghurt. It was always people skiing down some alpine slope, wasn't it? And
I was actually
very healthy and refreshing.
Yes. I was actually thinking of Yakult.
Yeah.
Yakult. Why didn't I think of that?
That's his nickname on social media. Paul, you need to get on social media.
I don't do any social media. I'm completely in the dark.
But that's his nickname.
I think when it first started, someone said, you know, there's an Archer's Forum or something. And I thought, I'll have a look at it. And I went on it, and then it was just saying things about me that I thought, I don't want to read that. So I quickly came off. I went and hid under the table.
They all think you're sexy now anyway, so don't worry. Yakult is your nickname, Paul.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm quite good for your gut, aren't I?
Yeah.
You are. I'm with you. I don't know. So how long have you been doing this show? Is it a long show? Has it been going a long time?
Too long, Paul. Only since last September.
Yeah.
We're eating our way through the cast. So you'll be back on soon, Paul.
Give it a couple of months, Paul. We'll have you back on.
Yeah, can
you rotation?
We need you to get Kate on for us as well, if you could have a word.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'll try and persuade Perdita to come on.
Yeah, please, we'd do. Love that.
Love to have her on.
She's lovely. She's great.
I mean, talking of Kate, we got to talk, Kate. Do you think Jacob could ever end up living with her full time?
Well, I don't know. Never know what they're going to throw at me. Do you? The thing is with Kate, what always amazes me about Perdita and Kate is that when you read the script and Kate says something really outrageous, you think, I don't know how an actor's going to say this when you read it. And then when she does it in the replay, you think, my God, it's brilliant. That's how and she says it with such authority and belief that I think it really is marvellous because it really works. But you think as an actor, I don't want, oh, how would I say that? I don't have to try and make the audience like me or not like me. But Perlita just really bangs it on the nose. And I think that really works. Mm. So in terms of them living together, I think possibly they could but maybe they'd have a modern relationship and maybe they wouldn't be, at the moment they're kind of she comes round sometimes, doesn't she? And I go there. So it's a bit, I don't know what they'll do with that, but I think he does like his own space and he does like order.
And he can't stand a mess, can he? He can't stand a mess.
But but at the same time, there's a yielding in him, isn't there? Yeah. Mm. He does yield to people eventually. Mm. And even when someone really upsets him or something goes wrong, in the end, he does try to find a kind of more forgiving place, I think.
I like the modern representation you mentioned of the relationship. Like, I know plenty of people that are in those relationships where they're in a romantic relationship with someone, but they'll just never move in with each other. So I quite to see that. Yes. Like,
Yeah, it could be quite good, couldn't it? Because they're committed, but they don't do the whole thing of lumping everything in together.
I'd like to see it.
Or if he moved in with Kate, he'd have to have his own man cave that had all of his stuff neatly lined out and everything. But what do you think would be in his man cave?
I think he'd have a kind of a stable-looking building, wouldn't he? in there.
One of them doors.
One of those stable doors. It's got to have a stable door, isn't it? Yeah. And I don't think it would have a beer pump or anything like that. I suppose he might have a bit of Scandinavian woodcraft somewhere.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, some. He might have a little kind of practice organ.
Yeah, he might.
Like a little, my little kind of synthesizer organ with a church setting. And you make some hot toddies and stuff like that, Scandinavian style thing. And then a kind of, I guess, like a twig like birch.
Oh.
So you could rush out and throw yourself in the pond and then flagellate yourself.
Yeah, a bit of flagellation, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only for circulation, obviously. I think, they have. Jacob, I suppose, probably be into the cold water kind of thing, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm,
probably
I would
like
say.
A bit of that. Yeah. Surprised they haven't done that.
Very good.
Would he have a sauna?
He might have a sauna, mightn't he? It's becoming more like a kind of miniature village outside his farm, isn't it? And is a sauna, a stable, a lake.
Kate, there's just no room for you.
There's no room, no.
And Aberon, permanent loop.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you have a favourite storyline you've been involved in, Paul?
No, I think I really like the agricultural thing because I did really enjoy doing that. I mean, because it was just, I thought it was just so delightful.
Yeah.
And great fun.
And it was, he was innocent in a way. And I really like that. I thought there's not so much of that around at the moment, where someone who doesn't, also someone who he really didn't want to do the comparing because it was really outside what he, who he is. But because he felt obliged to help with the church, he really pushed himself to do it. And I felt that tension was really nice. The fact that and then of course when he did do it, he started to become quite didactic and bossy and slightly like the limelight in some sort of bizarre way.
Yes. And he wouldn't budge an inch, would he?
No.
That's what was funny. Yeah.
It was funny. And all and I thought Linda Snell was just amazing in that bit as well. She's such a delight to work for.
It was great. And you've mentioned about the cake scenes, which were some of your first scenes, but I just wonder what you remember from sort of day one recording, Paul. What are your memories of
day
that?
One? I don't know if I'm allowed to say this and be in the Archers, but I did know the Archers, but I didn't listen to the Archers, and I knew of it and I knew it was often on, but in the background. But I'd only started listening to the Archers because a very good friend of mine called Tim Watson, who plays with Rob Titchener, was in it. And I know, and some friends had told me, oh, Tim's doing this thing on the radio. And I started listening to it and I got hooked.
Cool.
Because it was so compelling. And Tim was so... Did you ever have Tim on the show?
No, can you get him on for us?
No, we'd love to.
I'm sure he would. I'm sure he would. I'll ask him.
Oh, please.
He's the nicest, kindest, vegetarian man. Deeply ethical person. And he was playing this absolute monster. And he just... It made it so powerful because you think, I'm really being pulled into this whole storyline. So I started listening to the Archers then. But then when I got offered the job, this is so naive, but I thought, I imagined when you went to Birmingham, you'd be in a big rehearsal room with a big trestle table and there'd be all the Archers would be around the table and everybody's got their scripts. You see everybody. But of course, it's not like that at all. You're very compartmentalized. And you only see the people in your episode, and you sometimes you don't see people for years, but you're talked about or you talk about them. So it takes a bit of getting used to. Because I thought I'm going to meet everybody, and it'll be like this great big company. But you, on the whole, only meet about seven or eight people each time.
I mean, of the characters that you are familiar with now in Ambridge. Who do you think Jacob, not you, Paul, who do you think Jacob would love to see the back of? Which character?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he's got any kind of sworn enemies, really. I think he finds people really irritating and time wasting and sometimes pointless. But I don't think he'd actually wish anyone away.
Happy to see the back of his brother, wasn't he? He'd had enough of him by the time he left.
I think. I don't know whether they're going to do something with that story. Because the guy who plays my brother is actually a very old friend of mine. So, I'd love to do some scenes with him if they ever do. But he was messy.
Yeah.
He was messy and he's irresponsible and wayward. Well, he's quite a moral man, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got quite a moral compass.
Kirsty would like to see him back, wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm. She would.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That all got a bit hot, didn't it?
It did.
Fruity.
Well, we come to the final bit, Paul, which is the question that was raised from the last member of the cast that we interviewed. Now, the last member of the cast it wasn't one, it was two. We had Maddie and Ben. We had Chelsea and Ben on together. So actually, we've got a question from each of them.
Double.
Maddie's question is, if Jacob was an animal, what would it be?
I've got two things came immediately into my mind. One was an eagle, because he's quite beady. But he doesn't rush around and he's got his eye on everything.
Focused.
Very, very focused. That's the first thing that came into my mind.
Mm.
Can I think of another animal? Maybe like a... I think he's quite... there's something a bit feline about Jacob. Maybe a bit of a leopard. He can bite, can't he, if he wants to.
Mm.
But he's also quite elusive. He doesn't go into Ambridge if he can help it.
With a hint of meerkat as well.
Yeah. With a bit of meerkat. Yeah, yeah.
The final question is from Ben Norris, who plays Ben Archer. Yeah. And he was commenting about how straight-laced Jacob can appear sometimes. So his question is, when does the devil come out?
When does the devil come out of Jacob?
Yeah.
It would have to be under the Northern Lights, when I think you probably, you know, strip down.
Birch at hand.
Birch firmly in hand.
Gladiator skirt on.
Bottle of snaps or vodka and running into the ice with Kate, I imagine.
Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant.
What a moment to end on.
Yeah, there we go. That's radio. Put that on radio.
you'd almost think Paul saw that before.
Well,
it's made me. Oh, I have. I was going to say I have wanted to go back to Scandinavia somewhere to reclaim my roots.
Yes,
I think I'd be welcome.
Yeah, that could be a whole spin-off. We'll bring back the Ambridge Extra. You never know. But,
getting back in my heritage. Mm.
Yes. Mm. No, Paul, honestly, it's been such a wonderful time just chatting to you and hearing more about Jacob. We're so grateful for you joining us.
I'm very thrilled to have been asked, so thank you very much. And it's been great to hear questions from people, and just it's really nice to be appreciated, to hear that people enjoy the character. It's really lovely.
They do. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed, Paul. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice to meet you all.
We'll be back on Tuesday. That's it from us. So it's a bye-bye from me.
So ta-ra from me.
Goodbye from me.
And it's a bye-bye from me.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.